workshop. Now we have graduated to a cappella singers, and I think that's a much better way to describe us all here. I've been very, very, very proud of the work that this group has done this year, and they're besides being wonderful musicians, and there are some filler voices in here, they're wonderful people to work with. So if there are parents in the audience, you did a great job. And friends, I can see why you're friends. They're just great people. So thank you all of you. Tonight's program, we originally thought we would do a spring theme, but it sort of turned into a theme of strength and love, longing. The first song, for instance, is Stand Up, which is from the movie Harriet, which if you have not seen that movie, I strongly, strongly recommend you do. It is powerful, it's incredible, incredible story of Harriet Tubman. And wait for the credits, because that's where our song comes in. So for this song, we have three soloists. We have Shakira and Erin and Eliana.
Thank you.
translation is, where God is, there is charity and love.
Thank you. to Sam Ho.
Really amazing to me. So I am truly in awe of these women. Verde Luz, according to Adriana, is kind of the second national anthem for Puerto Rico. And it's about longing for this beautiful place and this beautiful island.
Mama said, you're a pretty girl, what's in your hair? It doesn't matter,
brush your hair,
fix your teeth,
what you wear is all that matters.
Just another stage, pageant the pain away. This time I'm gonna take the crown without falling down.
Oh,
Thank you. Now we have the preacher.
Thank you.
So you heard "What an Old Man" by Herbie Hancock, which was sort of a style of song along with Sidewinder back in the 60s that was called soul jazz. And Herbie Hancock had the good fortune or the great insight to always be on top of things through the decades. He released "Watermelon Man" and many other good songs in the mid-60s. He released "Dolphin Dance" and "Cantaloupe Island," beautiful pieces. Then, in the early 70s, he came out with a group called Headhunters and released the piece, among others, "Chameleon," which was a very funky thing, and he was again on top of the scene. And again in the 80s, he came out with a thing called "Rocket," which was a very bizarre video with a bunch of odd robots running around, and the music was very much dance beat, New York sounding backbeat tracks. And I think since then he's done a fantastic set of tunes with Joni Mitchell and many, many other things. He's also, I saw him in Detroit right before the pandemic. And he was doing, I guess, what some people now call contemporary R&B, but it's also known as neo-soul. So that is a guy that knows how to keep showing up. The next piece we're going to do is by Jimmy Buffett. It's a little bit of a departure for us. It's more of a country rock song. This was a big song in the 70s, a big hit for him. It's called "Margaritaville." Thank you. last song of the night we're going to do is a song by Toto, which is kind of an interesting and challenging song to do for us. Toto was a rock band, and this particular song, Africa, became a meme some years back, and that is something that younger folks understand more than me. I don't know why the song came back or why it's so strong. Just know it's a great song, an interesting one. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. do have one more. I forgot to play another. This one is a one-note song by Tom Jobim, featuring vocals by the fabulous Aaron Wilson.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, I would like to thank our guests, Steve Albin on guitar. Our fabulous alumnus, Patrick Kelly on bass. Another fabulous alumnus, Mr. Chuck Graham, who you all know. And finally, Mr. Mike Morales, alumnus from Santa Fe High School.
If you're interested in jazz, come on in and audition in the fall. Adios.